Pat McAfee doubles down in attacks on old hag ESPN exec Norby Williamson. By Paul Bois on January 9, 2024. Pat McAfee has doubled down in his attack on hags at ESPN he claims are trying to sabotage his program by leaking false ratings information. McAfee ignited a firestorm of controversy last week on his Pat McAfee show, wherein he claimed that people at ESPN have been trying to sabotage his show. He specifically called Norby Williamson, one of ESPN's longest employees since 1985, a rat who was leaking false ratings about his show to sabotage it. "There are some people actively trying to sabotage us from within ESPN. More specifically, I believe, Norby Williamson is the guy who is attempting to sabotage our program," McAfee said. "Now, I'm not 100% sure. That is just seemingly the only human that has information. And then that information gets leaked, and it's wrong. And it sets a narrative of what our show is," he continued. "And then are we just gonna combat that from a rat every single time? Somebody tried to get ahead of our actual ratings release with wrong numbers 12 hours beforehand. That's a sabotage attempt. It's been happening this entire season from some people who didn't necessarily love the old edition of the Pat McAfee show to the ESPN family. There's a lot of those," he asserted. On Monday, McAfee addressed the claims made in the show and doubled down while clarifying he still has a good relationship with ESPN. "There's certainly people we don't like, certainly," McAfee said. "And they do not like us, that's how it's gonna be. And I don't take back anything that I said about said person. We all understand what the future looks like, there's just some old hags that potentially don't," he added. McAfee asserted that he has good relationships with ESPN. "The only thing that I'm super bummed about at all is that a guy that we like a lot, a guy that watched the game with us in a suite, president of content, Burke Magnus, who is currently the new guy in charge at ESPN and right below, chairman, Jimmy Pitaro. I guess he was kind of made to look bad because of what I did and how I did it," McAfee said. "I would like to let everyone know, we love Burke Magnus. Love Burke Magnus. And also love Jimmy Pitaro. Love, Disney CEO, Bob Iger. But there is quite a transition here between the old and the new. And the old don't like what the new be doing," he continued. McAfee issued his tirade last week in the wake of quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who reportedly gets paid over $1 million to make regular guest appearances, publicly insinuating that comedian Jimmy Kimmel had connections with convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.